All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Yes, it is the sunny days of the summer that are going on right now, but that does not mean that we can still not talk about things that are going on in the NBA. Now, recently, the NBA summer leagues wrapped up, and there's one that I want to talk about in particular, and that would be the one out in Las Vegas, Nevada, because it was won by the San Antonio Spurs. The person leading the charge for the San Antonio Spurs summer league team out in Vegas was their head coach of that summer league team, in Becky Hammon. Now, Hammon has been on the Spurs staff for the past year. She was brought in as an assistant coach this past year, and in the process, she became the first female coach of any kind, in NBA history. Now, Hammon has a very sharp basketball mind. She played in the WNBA for 15 seasons with the New York Liberty and the San Antonio Stars. She was a darn good point guard in her day, and she's brought that floor vision to the NBA. Now, first and foremost, the Spurs respect Hammon. Male or female, they respect her. Okay? And I think that this is the start of tremendous things in the NBA, because you look at it and you see how the game has changed. You know, the NBA has basketball without borders. And I think this part of it, when you can bring in a female to lead a group of men to greatness, I think is a tremendous coup for the NBA. And I don't think it's going to be long. I think sometime in my lifetime, you are going to see a female head coach in the NBA. And the success that Hammon not only was able to have in the summer league, but the success that she was able to help the Spurs have this past season. Granted, Spurs did not win the NBA championship. They still were a playoff team. But for her to come in and be a female coach and not cause a distraction and gain the respect of all of those players in that locker room and everyone in that organization was a big time boost for her. And like I said, it's going to be sooner rather than later before you see a female head coach in the NBA. Now, it might not be Hammon. It could be somebody else. But times are changing. The NBA has gotten with it, and so have the San Antonio Spurs. And you look at the Spurs, and like I've always said, or at least for the past few years, rather, that this is a team that is one of the best-run organizations in all of professional sports. Why? Because they get it. They put the best people out there that are going to help them win. And Becky Hammon is one of the best people at what she has done. She's established herself in the NBA in a very, very short time. You know, like I said, going back to her basketball career in the WNBA, she was one of the better players of her era there. You're talking about a woman who was a six-time WNBA All-Star. She was also a two-time WNBA All-First Teamer, and she was also a two-time WNBA All-Second Teamer, along with leading the WNBA in assist back in 2007. So you cannot question her basketball credentials. This lady knows how to get it done, or how to get it done. And it's a situation, like I said, it won't be long before we see a female head coach leading a team in the National Basketball Association. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, we have the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.